repair in Lincoln and the state is Computer Harbor, just south of 70th and O in Lincoln. Go see Tripp and the team. They're also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. 46 years in business, Sip. 46.
Well, I mean, they're doing something right,
is that,
obviously.
That good enough for you?
Yeah, it's consistent. It tells you there's consistency. It tells you that it's there's reliability. It tells you there's accountability.
Yes. Well, you can always count on Computer Harbor. They have fixed all of ours. All three of us have had problems that they have made go away pretty easily.
Tripp has a good countenance. You know, his demeanor.
That's a good word.
He does.
Good. Almost word of the day worthy. Almost.
No. A lot going on downtown. It's thriving.
Yes.
You can tell there's stuff going on in town.
Well, it's nice weather. People are ready for track and field, ready for softball. It's a huge weekend in Lincoln. Next two weekends, if Nebraska, knock on wood, is to advance to the Super, it'd be a massive weekend against potentially Oklahoma State.
If I'm not mistaken, there's horse racing today in Lincoln.
I think, Derek, that was tomorrow.
Okay.
At the Legacy Downs.
Yeah, that could be. But I'll tell you what, if there's not racing today, there's horses out there. Okay. And I bet they're doing their workout, morning workouts, those types of things. The barn area is probably horses in there. So there's a lot going on in Lincoln.
Can I give you some good news for myself?
Please.
So the NFL schedule came out yesterday, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to go through all the details of who's playing where. I'm probably the only person that maybe exists in the world that is happy about this.
What's that?
As a Miami Dolphins fan that I am.
Yes.
What have I told you about my desire about their games? See, I'm going to test your memory here. I never want the Dolphins to ever play on primetime. I don't need them displayed for the world to see. They never win. I like to watch my games at noon and 3:15. And guess what? Every single game this upcoming season for the Miami Dolphins would be either at noon or 3:15.
No prime time,
no Monday night, no Thursday.
That's a commentary on the Dolphins.
No Saturday. No, it is a dream. If you're going to suck and just rebuild, I don't need to be displayed for the world to see. I'm embracing the rebuild. I like what they're doing. I love the moves so far by John, Eric Sullivan, and Jeff Hafley. I can see the vision. I also don't need to see the Dolphins at 3-11 play on, you know, Monday Night Football. No one wants that.
Is that the NFL basically saying that to the Dolphins?
Yes, it is. You guys are not worthy of primetime. And you're right, we're not.
God dang it,
though. I don't want to be. Now, maybe if they have a surprise, they can flex him into Sunday Night Football. I still don't want that. I've told you, even if the Dolphins are 11-2, I want them playing at noon. And 3:15.
I know, but again, back to the NFL's the way it looks at the Dolphins. And if I'm the Dolphins ownership, Stephen Ross.
Yes.
If I'm their GM,
John Eric Sullivan.
I'm the assistant GM.
Kyle Smith.
I'm the version of Keith Mann for the Dolphins. From the top of the chain to the bottom, I'm depressed about it. Like, really, we can't. They don't want us on primetime, guys.
Maybe it fires you up to prove that people are wrong about you.
That would bother me, though. Like, no. Oh, God, they don't.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit HIMS.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's HIMS.com/earlybreak. HIMS.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by HIMS is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit HIMS.com.
Oh, different. Hey, they will not put us on prime time. We're that bad. Don't we have a marquee quarterback?
No Jets, Cardinals.
Who's our quarterback?
Malik Willis.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That does not shout prime time Buck Aikman, I'll tell you that.
Thanks to Cody on YouTube. He says, no Jets, Cardinals, Raiders, Titans, or Dolphins on prime time this year.
Name them again.
Jets, Cardinals, Raiders, Titans, Dolphins, no prime time games this year.
Do they want Mendoza on prime time?
Maybe. The Dolphins play him their first game. They play at the Raiders. 3:15 kickoff on opening day.
Wouldn't the executives, the TV executives, want Mendoza at least one time on prime time?
Potentially,
they can still it can still happen.
It could.
Well, hold on.
Well, it could if they get flexed out.
Okay, that's why. Yeah, don't pretend that I know that stuff. The Dolphins aren't going to get flexed out.
Not flexed in, you mean?
Yeah, flexed in.
And they're not getting flexed in. I've told you, I'm not trying to be negative. I just think they're heading towards like a...
I mean flexed in,
a 3-14 season.
So they're not getting flexed.
And that's me saying that they're building this the right way. They're doing a lot of right things that they haven't done for a long time.
Just don't pretend like I know this stuff. So the Dolphins aren't getting flexed in. You're pretty confident of that. But you're not... Like the Raiders could get flexed in.
Potentially, yes. Absolutely. Yes, that's in play. But as of right now, they're not going to be.
No, I got that.
Things have to change for them.
I'm surprised. Again, hung up on that a little bit. Mendoza's kind of a phenomenon. I'd want him. I would think the execs would say, let's give them a shot in week 4 in prime time, see what that looks like. Just not willing to make that gamble, apparently.
Well, that's okay. And I think if I'm a Raiders fan, I accept that.
Do you?
I don't need to be embarrassed on prime time. And again, I told you my thing is I don't like to wait all day to watch my team play. There's nothing worse than playing Monday Night Football. You get to see Thursday football all day Sunday night, and then your game is Monday night. It's like, I'm not 20 anymore. I can sit down for all day and watch football. I like to have my window at noon. I like to watch from noon to 3.
You like that window?
I like to have every game to be noon to 3 that I can just go on with my day. Yeah, and I got all my eyes on my game. I watch other games. That's all I need. I do not need prime time.
You much prefer noon to 3:15?
Yes, but 3:15 is my second choice over anything else out there of nighttime or Thursday night football. Hate them all. Totally opposed to all of that.
All right. Wow. So this was good for you.
It was. I'm happy. I'm a happy fan today, and that's all right. Guess what? That's it for us. We're out of time.
What do you mean?
That's the spillover. Out of time.
What do you mean? It's only 8:52.
I know. We have high school baseball. 9 a.m. Austin Orman, Nick Sainer on the call live from Omaha. We got Omaha, yeah, the 1 versus the 8 seed off the bat in Class A. We'll also have games at noon. And between that, 11 a.m., Adam Carrico will have David Koechner, the comedian, in studio. That's our day.
Well, I'll tell you what, we made it. We made it to Friday. We did 5 shows. We plan on 5 next week, right?
That's right. Yeah. We will do that. That's it for us. State baseball is next year on The Ticket.